But of course I wasn't sure. It was just a hunch. I usually get a feeling about the prey that I'm hunting. A sixth sense, if you will. I listened to your message when I got to your mother's house, but of course I couldn't be sure where you'd called from. It was very useful to have your number, but you could have been in Antarctica for all I knew, and the game wouldn't work unless you were close by. Then your boyfriend got on a plane to Phoenix. Victoria was monitoring them for me, naturally. In a game with this many players, I couldn't be working alone. And so they told me what I'd hoped. That you were here after all. I was prepared. I'd already been through your charming home movies. And then it was simply a matter of the bluff. Very easy, you know. Not really up to my standards. So you see, I'm hoping you're wrong about your boyfriend. Edward, isn't it? I didn't answer. The bravado was wearing off. I sensed that he was coming to the end of his gloat. It wasn't meant for me, anyway. There was no glory in beating me, a weak human. Would you mind very much if I left a little letter of my own for your Edward? He took a step back and touched a palm-sized digital video camera balanced carefully on top of the stereo. A small red light indicated that it was already running. He adjusted it a few times, widened the frame. I stared at him in horror.